The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Should clear up, because our last caller mentioned our feelings for Donald Trump during the campaign. And we made that pretty clear.
Yes, we did.
To our own peril, in fact. I mean, that's what we tell the truth. I mean, we express our opinions. That's what we do. And we were not excited about his candidacy. I didn't think he was the best candidate. And yes, we made that fairly clear. He's not a, even Donald Trump would tell you he's not a conservative. So I wanted a conservative president. But when the election came and went and Donald Trump won the presidency, we stated from the very beginning of his presidency that he's our president.
Yes.
He's our guy now. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's see what he does. I'm willing to sit back and watch to see, which we also did with Obama, by the way.
Yes.
And he disappointed us very quickly, like day one. But for Donald Trump, this president has done some really good things. Obviously, the Supreme Court nomination, the EPA regulations that he has cut.
Love that.
The Paris Accord he got us out of. The TPP treaty that he pulled out of. Giving state land back to the states. A states' rights move by the executive that I can't remember the last time we saw that.
Oh.
We've also had huge gains in the war against ISIS. There's been a lot of things to be pleased about. It passed a tax cut bill that was kind of Congress, but he's going to sign it. He's the one who drove them, and it wasn't the best tax cut. I think we should have done better than that with the majority we have. But, you know, those are all good things. I still have some issues with this president, but I think on the whole, I've been pleasantly surprised so far. And we'll see if that continues. I hope it does. But we've wished him well from the beginning. Right?
Always. That was the whole point. I mean, nobody wanted to hear that. They wanted to hear us bashing him and not treating him with the Donald Trump as
the greatest
ever. Or
they were so mad at us because we didn't jump on his bandwagon immediately that they ignored everything we said.
Right.
I don't know what, but...
But, I mean, it is important to realize that, look, we're judging him on his merits. That's the point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole deal. We don't want him to fail. He's the president of the United States.
It'd be silly.
Unlike many people, I believe... against this very president in today's world,
no
who
question.
Want to see him fail.
Yeah, no question.
I mean, they've said so.
The media, for example, and the media has been so ridiculous in their criticism of President Trump that it also pushes you into defense mode.
It sure does.
On his behalf. Even though you might not be the biggest supporter, they're so outrageous.
Well, come on.
In their hatred.
Yes.
That it just pushes you to jump in there and say, come on.
You have to.
Come on.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.